This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, I've published multiple journals. I've published books. I've published multiple papers. And my writing was genuine. Did I have to reference things? Absolutely. Did I have to look up other studies? Yeah, that's what you need to do. But the scientific community needs to still be about science, not politics, not human-generated tech tools, which many are accusing a lot of the AI platforms to be. And I guess there was a little bit of drama in the scientific world. Now, some of you will say, okay, that's not drama. You obviously need to see more shows on Bravo. But in science, ooh, this is juicy. This is juicy. And people's panties are all up in a bunch on this one. So apparently there was an investigation of 100 scientific papers. And they found that dozens of them were written at least in part by AI because there were some red flags. Sorry, my glasses are a little bit messy. And they say these papers slipped through the peer review processes. This is according to Daily Mail. And this is now stoking wider fears that our scientific knowledge may be now dependent on low-quality, quote, AI content and data. So they said many of these papers were published in scientific journals, not the most common, more obscure, but they say news of this kind of scientific fraud hurts public trust in science. They say even before generated AI text and scientific papers, there were other sorts of, shall we say, sanctions against journals who would publish plagiarized information. So we're not supposed to plagiarize. We're not supposed to, you know, paraphrase grossly. We're not supposed to take credit for somebody else's work. If you do cite something, you cite it. If you want to do direct quotes, you do direct quotes. But in this, they found that there was actual, the verbiage looked like was just generated from AI text. So one, I guess, red flag is the phrase, as of my last knowledge update. And so they're showing clips of these scientific papers that say, as of my last knowledge update in January 2022, I can provide you with an overview of some recent methods of, well, your last knowledge update, are you a human or a robot? Another one, as of my last knowledge update in 2021, approximately 65% of India's population is under the age of 35. You don't have to go to AI for that. You could source, and you don't see any markings, any footnotes, or you don't see any superscripts to say that this was linked to a reference. And so I guess the influence of AI on research papers was exposed in this report from tech journalism site 404 Media. They found there were 115 results for A's in my last knowledge. Oh, for a my last knowledge update in Google Scholar, Google searches tool for academic papers. And this phrase usually is from a bot. And so there's other things that they looked at. Some of the papers that were in question were talking about spinal injuries, rural medicine, bacterial infections, children well-being, artificial intelligence, cryptocurrency. And so now people are concerned that we're using untrustworthy sources for our scientific papers. Now, like I said, I have no problem with somebody referencing if they want to know how many people are in India under the age of 35 or percentage populations. When we do a research paper and we do an overview or we talk about the background, we'll look up information and we will cite our references, and then we'll also cite other studies as to why we're doing this. But you shouldn't be using AI to write your paper. Okay? High school students, middle school students are getting in trouble for using AI to write their paper. We're not supposed to be using AI to write your paper. If we are, that means we are trusting what this AI is. And we have seen time and time again that many of these quote-unquote AI platforms or tech sort of generators of content are biased, such as what we saw with Genesis and that other AI platform where you asked to show a picture or show an image of Nazis, and they used black men with a German flag. Well, the Nazis didn't use a German flag. They used their own flag, the swastika Nazi flag. There was also Asian women. And the most representative group of Nazi soldiers was not Asian women and black men. And when AI can't even get the flag right, you probably shouldn't be trusting it for a scientific paper. But people, it also shows, if you're a scientist, you're not supposed to be lazy. One thing about those of us in science is we're not lazy, because it takes a lot of work and you need to double check your work and you need to. But if you're going to take shortcuts and use somebody else's verbiage, but we're training society to do that. I wrote all my books and papers without a grammar check until somebody said, there's a grammar check. It's called Grammarly. So you can upload it. It'll check your grammar. And I used it, but I felt guilty about using it, going, well, if I got the grammar wrong, then that should be on me. But no, there's spell checks. We've been doing things like this for a while. So to make that step, I think some people don't think, well, why not? If we're letting Grammarly or Grammarcy or whatever that app is, fix our whole sentence and rewrite our sentence to make it more grammatically correct, which, by the way, sometimes I don't think is right. Sometimes I don't like what they come up with. I go, no, this is what I meant. Then it's only one step for somebody to go, let's just let these bots generate our content, and we can't do that. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms. Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, Dr. Dahlia Show, and on X or Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. So many of us have had family members, have had partners who have been toxic. We see this term toxic all the time. And your definition of toxic could vary. My definition of toxic is where, you know, you got enough stuff on your plate and it's another piece of poop that's being added, and that there's a person adding more poop or trying to mess up your plate or just wanting to hurt you. And so many of us have been dealing with people in our lives who are toxic. And there's been certain times in many of our lives where we can't get away from them. And then there's certain times of our lives when we can. And when listeners tell me or patients tell me that they don't talk to a family member because they're toxic, or they can't have that family member over because they're toxic, or they're, you know, toxic in terms of chemicals. Toxic is something that can cause you a lot of harm. And so if you at all feel you're going to be harmed by somebody, stay away. Absolutely. But that's easier said than done. How do you stay away from a family member? What if you live with them? How do you deal with that? And so once you give the moniker or that designation of toxicity to somebody, to me, that's already the red line. You need to separate from that person somehow. It doesn't mean they need to be completely out of your life, but you need to minimize the toxicity. So let's say you're working in a chemistry lab, and here is sulfuric acid. Sulfuric acid could be toxic, but it's bottled. It's on a shelf. You aren't touching it. You know where it is at all times. It's in a safe sort of arena where you don't think it's going to come and follow you out of the lab. And so you're aware of it. You can work with it. You can use it, but you might need to protect yourself when you work with it or protect yourself when you're around it. And so we don't seem to be using that sort of logic with humans and people in our lives. That will do with chemicals. That will do with battery acid. That will do with, you know, drugs or you kind of need to. So when you have a toxic person in the family or a toxic friend or, as I said, work, etc., you need to, if you can't divest them, you cannot immediately separate, you need to understand what it is they're being toxic to. So if they could, let's say, affect your kids, okay, protect the kids. If they could affect your job, protect the job. Get into a position that doesn't allow them to have that control. Somebody who's toxic can keep being toxic if they have access to certain things of your life that make you vulnerable. But if they can't access them, if they can't touch them, if they can't leave that chemistry shelf in that lab, they're not toxic. You can still have a relationship with them, but they can't hurt you. So let's say, you know, we've seen this with abusive, domestic abuse. You know, many individuals feel, I can't leave the relationship because then I won't have a place to live. I need someone to support me. I don't have a place to live. Well, let's get that fixed. That's why there's so many charities out there like Shade Tree and things like that to allow people to have another option so they don't have to stay in an abusive relationship. Toxicity and abuse could be one and the same. Not for everybody, but for many. And so if you are dependent on somebody because you need their support, get away from that. Now, don't go to another toxic individual for support, but there are, you know, luckily multiple avenues, you know, for individuals who need to leave that domestic situation. But if it's not a money issue and you are able to leave, you just, well, I don't want to because I don't want to stir things up. It's already stirred things up. Many people say, well, I don't want to wake up the sleeping giant. If you at all feel that they are going to mess with your life, they're already going to mess with your life. So whether you think they're going to have a good day or bad day, or you're trying to appease them, that's the thing toxic people do. There's this underlying threat, this underlying fear, and you're like, but if I mess with it, it's going to be worse. They're going to make things worse. Well, you should probably already get out of that because you can't live in fear. You need to get your own place. You need to notify your work that there is somebody that might be calling my work or threatening. In fact, that happened to me. I had to reach out to my medical school dean saying somebody threatened that they're going to want to mess with me. And they're going to want they said, you know, they already called. I already spoke with them. It was ridiculous what they said. You know, and so if you think that there is going, and trust me, bosses, academic deans, other family members, they understand that this type of stuff happens. Nobody wants to necessarily get involved. But if you think they're going to try to do something to hurt you, again, physically get the police involved. But if you think they're going to try to mess with you, you got to get away from them. That is not a friend. That is not a family member. Family, to me, is somebody you could trust who will never hurt you. Never. I mean, yes, they might say something like, you got to lose some weight. Okay. Or they might say, I really liked you better when you were brunette. But, I mean, they will never... A true family and true friends won't hurt you. They won't put themselves first. They won't be selfish. Unfortunately, many of us have individuals in our lives that aren't like that. Now, the other thing, too, is, as we talked about yesterday, where some people may have mental health issues, some people may have traumatic brain injury, some people may have a substance abuse disorder. So I understand where you don't want to necessarily be away from them forever. So you want to still be there, but you don't want to necessarily be assaulted or have that toxicity in your life. You could do that. You could say, look, I know you're going through something. Right now, I know we're not getting along. I'm always here if you need me, but well, we're going to take a break. You could do that. You know, if there's other family members involved and you don't want the other family members upset with you because you're taking that break, you know, don't ever put yourself in a position where you look like you're poop talking or you're going to get somebody they love. Just say, just explain the situation. Say, look, I don't want any drama. I don't want enemies. I just want love and harmony. And if that's not what's going to happen right now, no big deal. When it ever does, I can't wait to see it. But right now, let's just kind of, try to keep any sort of this as at a minimum. And it's not easy. People have exes that like the drama. There are individuals that all they want to do is revenge, and they won't stop. They need to feel like they're getting revenge. And I've had patients tell me, let me give them something. They won't stop. Let me give them something so they feel like they got the revenge. It's not like in the movies. When somebody wants to take revenge on you, they don't stop. Because after they do that initial revenge, they're not satiated. They're like, well, I'm still mad. That wasn't enough. That wasn't it. And so if you think, let me give them something so that they feel they have a win. No, not when you're dealing with somebody toxic, not when you're dealing with someone that wants to hurt you. You just have to make sure there's nothing they could do to hurt you. Yeah. And sometimes they will. I mean, I've had people in my life that did, they did damage, but you know what? I picked up the pieces. They broke something. They threw something. They hurt somebody I loved. But you pick up the pieces. And that's all you could do. But, we our families and our friends, it's not like TV and where it looks like on Friends, everybody's going to be cool. Yeah, there might be some people that are a pain in the butt. But, I mean, many of us, we really have individuals in our lives that are evil. You cannot, just because they're family or just because they're friends, subject yourself to abuse, subject yourself to assault, never be able to succeed. You can't do that. And so if you do have trouble separating, keeping your life away from them, you get help. Whether it's the authorities, whether it's other family members, whether it's a counselor. Because this is something that has been happening for centuries. And there are people that know how to help. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. The Supreme Court has indefinitely blocked Texas from enforcing a law that would let state officials arrest and hold people they suspect of entering the U.S. illegally. Texas Governor Greg Abbott issued a statement saying that Texas will continue utilizing every tool and strategy to respond to this Biden-made border crisis. When no one is running against you, it's pretty easy to win. Russian President Vladimir Putin will rule Russia for the next 6 years after he won yesterday's election. Most anyone that could have opposed him was either dead, in jail, exiled, or banned from running. The Israeli military has attacked a hospital they believe is being used by Hamas as a stronghold for terrorist activity. Several casualties have been reported. Corey Myers, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com, gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Doc Dolly, 1-877 DOCDALI. So I had a house that we had a tenant in. This was years ago, and I had purchased the house. This was before Obamacare. After Obamacare, we couldn't afford anything. It was pretty bad. But I purchased the house because I didn't know if my family was going to. I just suspected my father was sick, that he had cancer, and I wasn't going to be able to travel to Kansas because that's where my father and my mom were living at the time. So I got a small rental property when the houses were fairly cheap. And my father ended up dying before going to the doctor and getting diagnosed with what I instinctively thought he had. And I told him to get seen. He didn't want to. And, you know, he died his way. And that's, you know, everybody has their choice with that. I think, you know, he died too soon. And I wish he would have listened to me. But with the house, we moved our family into the house, my mom and my brother, who was only a teenager at the time. And then later we got a tenant. And we went through some tenants. And we were very, very grateful that the tenants paid. We started to have some tenants that didn't want to pay rent, things like that. And so before COVID, and I think it was during the recession, I was like, let's get rid of it. You know, we can't lose any more money. We're struggling to keep the medical office open because Obamacare, everybody has high deductibles. So insurance isn't paying. Patients aren't paying because it's a recession. So we sold the house. And so we don't have any rental properties. When COVID happened and there was the eviction moratorium, we were very grateful we didn't have any rental properties, because how do you keep paying on a rental property hoping to get reimbursement by the governor or by the government when somebody's in there not paying rent? And especially if you were paycheck to paycheck at the time. And so I was very, very grateful we didn't have a rental property or anything like that. I understand that now people are doing really, really well with their rental properties. But for us, I think the choices we made were the best we could. But one thing many people are telling me is the squatter issue is bigger than is being told. In fact, one of our friends was going to move into a property, closed on the property, paid for a property, squatters moved in before they could move in. And then they were stuck. I think it's an ongoing battle. There's another case right now where there is a 47-year-old homeowner who encountered several squatters at her Queens property in New York. It was a New York City woman who ended up getting arrested, not because she was the squatter, but because it was her home. Adele Ann DeLauro, 47 years old, inherited this property on a street in Flushing, Queens. She planned to sell it after she inherited it, but noticed that somebody had replaced the front door and changed the locks. She was surprised to learn that squatters had moved in last month and refused to leave. So in New York State, all states have squatters' rights, some sort of element of squatters' rights. But in New York State, squatters who occupy a property openly and adversely for 10 uninterrupted years can make an adverse possession claim, provided that they have paid property taxes over that decade. But in New York City, squatters are granted rights after just 30 days. So landlords have to start an eviction proceeding the second they see the squatter discovered. If you're over 30 days, you may lose that case. Now, there are many individuals out there that are paying the property taxes so they don't lose their property. Many squatters don't pay the rent. They don't pay the property taxes. So the home eventually gets lost, your credit ruined, and you can't move into your own home. So Ann DeLauro said, by the time that somebody does the investigation, it will be well over 30 days, and that man will have stolen my house. So the squatter, there was an interview going on, and the squatter didn't even try to hide from the cameras. The squatter just walked into the property, back and forth, no big deal. So when they went in, the owners went in, I guess they called the police. She tried calling a locksmith, and police arrived, and it kind of turned into a little bit of a scuffle. But basically, in a nutshell, the owner of the house ends up going to jail because they tried to get into their property. Now, I just don't get this. Florida lawmakers have passed a bill to revoke squatters' rights and protect property owners. They passed a bill, House Bill 621, that authorizes property owners to request action by the sheriff's office to immediately remove squatters from the home. And the bill passed overwhelmingly. But squatters are considered tenants in the eyes of the law, even if they're not paying. Now, with this law, squatters could face criminal charges. And this isn't about people going, okay, you know what? We need to hide from the storm. You know, we need to, we're homeless, so we need a place to live temporarily. Some of these individuals, this is a business for them. And I'm very frustrated that we don't have a means to protect ourselves. According to this bill, violators, I believe it'll be a second-degree felony for damage to the home, first-degree felony for fraudulently selling or leasing the property. There's, I guess, a home in New York where somebody squatted and is actually leasing the rooms and making money. So now there's more people living there. And the owner is like, get the hell out of my house. You know, it's crazy that this is something that isn't very easily addressed. You know, what if you're nowhere near, you know, your property? You know, and so I think we kind of right now are the pendulum is swung to us not necessarily, shall I say, enforcing rules, enforcing laws. But, you know, squatting by definition occurs when somebody lives in a building or on a piece of land without the owner's permission. In the state of Nevada, where I live, a squatter may gain the rights as long as they meet requirements through a process known as adverse possession claim. Now, I guess squatter rights, did it originate when people were discovering new frontiers in America and then they would take over property that might not have been theirs? It might have belonged to Native Americans or whatever. And then, you know, if you live there, now it's yours. You can't be removed. But to me, it means if you're taking over something that's not yours, that's stealing. Now, holdover tenants are tenants that continue to stay in the rental property even after that lease is ended. If a tenant refuses to leave after their lease term ends, you could continue accepting rent, or they might have to be evicted. Squatters' rights say they could occupy a property if they have been on that property for a period of time. And so they must have lived in the property at least 5 years, must be the only one possessing the property. They must make their presence at the property known, not hide in an area of it. They must physically live there and treat the property like their own, like take care of it, clean it, planting flowers. And the claim, quote unquote, must be hostile. They don't mean violence. They said, like a good faith mistake, the squatter may have been dependent or have an incorrect deed, but they're making use of the building in good faith, awareness of trespassing, where the trespasser must be aware of the illegal actions, occupation, whatever. But anyway, so to get rid of a squatter, you're supposed to be able to contact the police because you don't want to get into it and you don't want it to get violent. But it's not as simple as you would think it should be. So be aware. The 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious, such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
We'll be right back.
because these squatters are considered tenants. I know. So this Evolve Nevada says decommission all your utilities to make sure your property is as unappealing to potential squatters. Like, don't pay the power bill, don't pay the water bill, gas. But some state laws say you have to if that squatter is now deemed a tenant or was a previous tenant. So, yeah. So anyway, just really quickly here, if they say you do have a vacant property, secure it, monitor it regularly. They suggest fitting the windows with steel and anti-tamper fixings. Leave signs at the property indicating that the property is occupied. You know, so squatters don't take over. They say hire an experienced property management company to rent out the house. Don't leave the house vacant, but a vacant house is at risk of being squatted. That's, yeah. So, yeah, the utility thing, that's tricky. You would think if the house is unused, quickly shut off all utilities. But if you're planning on renting it out and a squatter sneaks in there, that's going to be a problem. All right, let's switch gears here. There's something called the Mayo Clinic diet. And the Mayo Clinic diet is not new. Apparently, it has been around since the end of World War II. Experts at a Minnesota-based medical center have had devised this, and it is now kind of being looked upon as phenomenally as the Mayo Clinic, as the Mediterranean diet, and some of the other diets that have been touted as some of the best. So this is being reported by the New York Post. They say the Mayo Clinic diet, it was first published in a book in 1949, authored by Mayo Clinic team of doctors and weight loss experts, and they say it's one of the most popular and effective. There's a two-stage program known as the Lose It and Live It. During the lose it phase, dieters who stick to the plan for the first 2 weeks can lose 6 and 10 pounds. They do emphasize fruits, emphasize vegetables, and then in the live it phase, you learn how to dine out, travel, manage everyday stress while sticking to their newly acquired health habits for continued weight loss and other benefits. This diet has existed now for 70, almost 75 years. So there's something to this. Now, yes, there might be some tweaks, some updates. And now they have the quote-unquote new Mayo Clinic diet. It has been ranked consistently as one of the world's best by U.S. News and World Report, where you have a mobile app to help you with your healthy habits, meal plans, recipes, etc. There's a habit optimizer, which encourages dieters to find ways to substitute old unhealthy habits for new ones, such as switching from plain white bread to healthier whole grain. Listen, I have not had white bread in years, but I got to tell you, peanut butter and jelly on white bread, it's like no other. I mean, you can't do whole grain. French toast, when you have pieces of seeds in the bread, listen, I get it. I get white bread. I just don't eat it. You know, and you have to just understand that there are some amazing things out there you just can't have. And so this, you know, the Mayo Clinic diet does, again, something very, very similar. It was tied for the number 3 slot for U.S. News' best weight loss diets, number 5 for the easiest diets to follow. But again, it's the idea of fruits and vegetables, right? Starting to limit your carbs, but you can include your carbs. Now, using proteins, and again, swapping bad habits for good habits. Now, some individuals really need to follow something to a T. They need the exact recipes. They need to weigh. They need to count the calories, or Weight Watchers, they need the points, or Jenny Craig, where you get the meals mailed to you. Some people work that way. Me, I could follow directions, but I want something where if I'm on vacation, I'm not going to miserably fail it. If I'm, you know, I need something that's very flexible. And so you notice that many of these diets are starting to incorporate our more flexible lifestyle. What's really hurting us, though, is many of us are at home. And when you're at home, you eat. Now, you would think if you're at home, you'd lose weight because you're not driving by a drive-thru. You're not seeing coworkers eat something that's starting to entice your appetite. You're not having a break room that has all sorts of goodies when people brought something in because it was somebody's birthday. But when you're home and you get bored and you get tired, you might eat. Or if you're watching TV and then you see these commercials for food. I saw a commercial. I was watching Armageddon, the movie from 1998. I didn't realize that movie is already, what, 26 years old now, Armageddon? It was fantastic. Huh? It was pro-America. Talked about praying. Talked about, and nothing was, it was, you know, diverse. It was funny. It was a good movie. I mean, something like this would obviously appease all sides, a movie like that. But whenever they remake a movie from the past, it's a mess. But while I was watching the movie, apparently there's a pizza company where you have these little bite-sized, small pizza cupcake type things where when you bite it, it oozes the cheese and the marinara sauce. And I remember going, shut it off. I don't need to look at this. While I'm on my computer, ads pop up for something tasty looking. I don't need that. So you need to, if you are going to be at home, you know, figure out what makes you tick and what makes things work. You know, one thing is the hours of the day go by. And one thing that I notice helps me is all of a sudden I notice it's 8, 9 o'clock at night. I skip dinner. I'm not hungry. I wasn't thinking of food. So I'll grab a handful of some lettuce leaves because I have like this bin of vegetables you could get for $5 at the grocery store. So I feel like I still got some nutrition in me. And then maybe I'll take some vitamins or I'll drink a, you know, little drink of something that's a little sweet. And then, okay, good. I didn't sit down and have a big, you know, high caloric dinner. So maybe distraction is also a key that we need to do. Or who cares if it's noon? Or 5 p.m. Does that mean you really have to stop and eat? You know, we have dinner time. What if you're not hungry? I mean, during caveman days, you hunted and gathered and you ate when you had food. There was no tea and high tea and low tea and brunch. And they didn't have that. We have food. This is when you get the food. Now, on the flip side, these individuals that live way into their hundreds, they have their breakfast at the same time, their lunch at the same time, their dinner at the same time, and the body gets used to a nice cycle. And so having consistency seems to help. But just because it's 5:30 doesn't mean you need to have steak and potato. And you know, you're allowed to reinvent dinner for you. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks.
Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.